From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This afternoon in Los Angeles, drivers will be doing what they do most afternoons in Los Angeles, sitting in their cars and waiting. And waiting. But soon, Angelenos will be able to avoid their city's famous gridlock by using a new light rail line. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports that after numerous delays and cost overruns, the first phase of a rail project will connect downtown to LA's west side.
Car-choked Los Angeles once had one of the most extensive public transportation networks in the country. In fact, the city's newest light rail trains are running along one stretch of the old electric streetcar tracks.
Seeing the train come down these tracks is something I knew we would eventually see. I just hoped I'd live long enough to see it, and here we are.
L.A. County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky was among the officials watching this week's safety test run of the new Expo line.
People are thirsting for public mass transportation. They're tired of sitting in their cars, not moving, gasoline costing $4.50 a gallon. You know, there's a tipping point, and people want an alternative.
It's been half a century since rail passengers could get from downtown L.A. to the beach, but Yaroslavsky says the new Expo line is back to the future. He remembers riding the old trolleys as a boy.
You know, when you look at the map of the old red car, it brings tears to your eyes because we had a great system. It could have been modernized and improved upon, but it would have been a lot cheaper to modernize and improve it than to dismantle it and then recreate it.
By the roaring 1920s, more than 1,000 miles of electric trolley lines and train rails ran through the ever-expanding Los Angeles. The Pacific Electric's red and yellow streetcar lines led to LA's early real estate boom. An old newsreel from 1937 shows child actress Shirley Temple inaugurating one line.
All right, Mr. Mayor and Mr. City Attorney, get ready for the first trip on your beautiful new streetcar. All aboard!
By 1963, L.A. replaced the last of its streetcars with a web of freeways and bus lines. That led to conspiracy theories that the streetcars were dismantled by private companies who stood to profit, General Motors, Standard Oil, and tire companies. That villainous plot figured into the 1988 movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Come on. Nobody's going to drive this lousy freeway when they can take the red car for a nickel.
Well, they'll drive. They'll have to. You see, I bought the red car so I could dismantle it.
What the?
It was truly the city in love with automobiles. They were unlimited, they were cheap, they were convenient.
Art Leahy, whose parents were both streetcar operators, now heads LA's Metropolitan Transportation Authority. He says there was no outcry when the old red cars stopped.
I don't think anybody especially cared. There are these glowing articles in the LA Times about how the buses are going to be so much better, so much faster. The freeways are going to be so wonderful. So nobody anticipated that this freeway system would get choked down like it is today.
The city has now spent decades and $930 million constructing and operating the new train system. But there has been some opposition.
When the rail line goes in, people will be killed.
Community activist Damian Goodman lobbied to get some parts of the new Expo line built above or below street level, particularly around school sites.
There will be accidents, and you're going to deal with the structural damage to the homes. It's already happened during construction. You're going to deal with the ridiculous noise pollution from these trains coming.
Many of these safety and noise concerns have been factored into what LA's transportation CEO Art Leahy envisions will eventually be a whole new transportation network for LA.
Commuter rail, light rail, subways, more buses. So this really is a fundamental shift in Los Angeles. Much more towards the model that you see in Chicago and New York and Washington, D.C.
Many of L.A.'s 11 million residents already depend on public transportation, among them 46-year-old Utilia Garcia, who lives near the new station on Exposition Boulevard. She says she's excited about soon being able to get to the west side without a car.
It's going to be a really good idea because, you know, the gas prices, they're really, really high, and we're going to save a lot of money.
LA's new Expo line opens for passengers in November. It's set to reach Culver City next year and make it all the way to the Santa Monica Beach by 2015. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.